It's Scott Slade here with Atlantic Community Food Bank CEO Kyle Wade. And Kyle, thanks for taking a minute here from what I know is one of the busiest times of your career. Thanks for spending a minute with us in WSB.
Well, thanks for having me, Scott. It's a crazy time, and I appreciate you taking a few minutes with me to help tell the story of the food bank.
Yeah, let's start there. What is the normal mission of the Atlanta Community Food Bank?
So the Atlanta Community Food Bank is one of the largest hunger relief organizations in the country. We serve a network of 700 partners across 29 counties in metro Atlanta and North Georgia. And through that network, we distribute about 75 million pounds of food to 750,000 people every year. Our mission is to engage, educate, and empower the community to fight hunger. And what we've done for 40 years is to give volunteers and partner organizations and donors and many others an opportunity to have a platform where they could make a difference to take care of their neighbors and really solve the hunger problem in our community.
Kyle, how has the COVID-19 pandemic complicated what you do?
Well, I think it's complicating things for everybody. First of all, the level of need in our community, it just is growing really quickly. When we woke up on March 10th, kind of before the world really changed here in North Georgia, we already had 785,000 people in our community who are food insecure. And since that time, we've just seen huge economic consequences of this outbreak. We just heard this morning the jaw-dropping number of first-time unemployment claims around the country. We know we have more than our fair share of that here in the metro Atlanta area. And so need is going up really quickly. Demand for the food that we distribute is going up really quickly. At the same time, there's been huge pressure on the food supply chain. Everybody knows about the run on grocery stores. And so grocery stores are really aggressively sucking up inventory in the supply chain to replenish their stores, which makes it harder for us at the food bank to get the inventory we need to do our work. And so we're working really, really, really hard to get the food that we need to meet that increase in demand. And then on top of that, we've got just the complications of how do you operate safely in this environment. We've had to modify our procedures inside the building. We're no longer allowing volunteers to come inside the building, which we depend on really heavily. We've had to change our cleaning schedules and our social distancing policies inside the building with a lot more teleworking going on. And then for our partners, we're giving them lots of guidance on how they need to change the way they distribute food to clients and minimize interaction with the people who are getting food to implement their own kind of social distancing practices and to be sure that they're taking care of their volunteers, many of whom are older. So the whole thing is really complicated, a lot of pressure on the system. My team is working really hard right now. They're doing great work to keep our work going and sustainable. But we know that this is going to be a long journey. Even after the public health crisis dissipates, we're going to have an economic crisis that we're going to have to respond to.
Yeah. And further complicating all this, all these kids that are out of school and depending on someone for the lunches and the breakfasts that they were used to getting at school.
Yeah, that's you just made my blood pressure go up a little bit more, Scott. You know, that is another complication that we're responding to. And so many of our kids here in the metro area rely upon school meals for a lot of the nutrition that they get. And they're out of school right now, which makes it harder for them to get the food they need. We know that many school districts are doing great work to keep some of their cafeterias open, to provide meals that kids can come and pick up and take home. And we are supplementing that with arrangements that we've made with five different school districts to deliver about 10,000 pounds of food a week to each of 23 different school sites across five different districts. So that's about a quarter of a million pounds of food a week that we're delivering to those 23 schools in total. And that's helping those families and kids get more of the nutrition they need while they're out of school.
We're speaking to Kyle Wade. He's the CEO of the Atlanta Community Food Bank. Kyle, we're asking for dollars in our virtual food drive here on the radio. Maybe illuminate us on why that will likely be more efficient than asking for food.
That's a great question, Scott. I know many people want to support the food bank by bringing cans of food down to the food bank, and certainly in normal times we would be all about that. Right now we're trying again to minimize kind of folks from the outside coming to the building, just to minimize the risk of infection for our own staff. Mm-hmm. So that's one complication. But then the other piece is, given our scale, and as a reminder, we distribute 75 million pounds of food a year. You know, today we'll move about 300,000 pounds of food just today. So we have a lot of scale, and we can stretch your dollar farther than you can. So that dollar you go down and buy a can of food with at the grocery store, we can take that same dollar and buy 9 cans of food. Mm-hmm. You know, every dollar that gets donated to us, we can use it to provide up to 4 meals. So we are a great return on investment. And if you support us financially, we can just really stretch your resources as far as possible.
Those are incredible, incredible metrics. Well, let's get the phones ringing. You guys do great work 365 days a year. And now your mission is going to be even more complicated and more vital. Kyle Wade with the Atlanta Community Food Bank, thanks for this opportunity to do some good with you here. And if there's anything else you need, please let us and our listeners know, okay?
Sure thing. It's really easy to support us. Go to our website, acfb.org. It'll take you just a minute to donate. And you can also go there to find locations where people can get food if they need help.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that. One more thing here. You've actually got a texting program that's up and running now to help connect the food insecure if they're hungry.
That's right. It's a really cool program that we accelerated to get in place as soon as we saw this crisis coming. It's very simple. Text the word find food to the number 888-976-2232, and it'll provide you with nearby food distribution locations. You can do the same thing in Spanish by texting the word comida to the same phone number.
Atlanta Community Food Bank CEO Kyle Wade, again, thanks for your time. I know you're busy. Let's do some good here. And as we've been saying, Kyle, we're stronger together here.
We're all in this together, Scott, and it's a tremendous crisis, but also an opportunity for us to build a stronger community.
Take care. God bless you.
Take care.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.